the 5%, what most people get wrong about authenticity, and what the rare ones understand. Here's a hypothesis. Transparency is not the same thing as authenticity. And authenticity, the way we've come to worship it, is mostly a performance. Stay with me. We've been sold this idea that the most trustworthy people are the ones who share everything. They narrate their struggles in real time and bring their whole selves into every room. They confess their doubts, their fears, and their failures publicly, immediately, constantly. We call this authenticity. We reward it with likes and loyalty. We've made vulnerability a brand. But here's what most people miss. Nobody is 100% transparent. Not you, me, the influencer crying on camera about their anxiety, or the CEO posting about their journey. We all filter. We all choose what to reveal and what to hold back. It's not deception. It's being a functional human. The sociologist Irving Goffman figured this out in 1956. He argued that all social interaction is performance. We present different versions of ourselves to different audiences, not because we're fake, but because that's how society works. The question isn't whether you perform. Everyone performs. The question is whether your performance serves you or buries you. Niccolo Machiavelli understood something about speech that our confessional culture has forgotten. That the moment you declare your intentions, your struggles, your uncertainty, you've handed ammunition to anyone watching. You've bound yourself to a position before you've had time to think it through. You've surrendered flexibility for the sake of being seen as real or transparent. Robert Greene distilled this into Law 4 of the 48 Laws of Power. Always say less than necessary. Of course, honesty is not a bad thing, but overtalking reveals weakness. Unnecessarily. It exposes your thought process, your doubts, and your vulnerabilities, all before you've resolved them. And in a world where perception shapes reality, narrating your mess in real time doesn't make you authentic. It makes you controllable. The person who speaks less appears, and often is, more thoughtful, more in command. When they do speak, their words carry weight. Meanwhile, the person who explains, justifies, and confesses everything seems insecure, anxious, trying too hard. Silence preserves options. Speech forecloses them. But here's where it gets complicated. The research on leadership says something different. Studies show that leaders who admit mistakes are more effective than those who try to appear flawless. Teams with psychologically safe environments, where people feel comfortable bringing hard conversations to the table, generate more ideas, take more risks, and perform better. So, which is it? Silence or openness? Both. But the direction matters. There's a difference between being receptive and being a broadcaster. Receptive transparency means you're open to criticism. You create space for hard conversations. When someone brings you a problem, you listen. You don't get defensive. You might even thank them for the honesty. That's leadership. That's how you build trust. Broadcast transparency is different. That's you narrating your own doubts, struggles, and uncertainties to the world in real time before you've resolved them. That's the team leader telling his guys he's not sure about the plan while they're loading the helos. The CEO posting about their imposter syndrome while the company is on fire. One builds psychological safety. The other erodes confidence. The best leaders I've seen do both. Only in opposite directions. They receive openly. They broadcast strategically. They'll hear anything you bring them, but they don't narrate their own mess until they've cleaned it up. Here's where the top 5% separate themselves. Most people, when they screw up, feel compelled to confess immediately, to get ahead of the story, to perform accountability in real time. The rare ones do something different. They stay quiet. They fix the problem. And then, and only then, they come clean. They're not hiding. They simply understand something fundamental. Actions speak louder than words. A confession without resolution is just noise. But a confession that comes with, here's what happened, here's what I did about it, and here's the result. Now that's accountability with teeth. The order matters. Fix it first. Explain it second. Let your actions do the heavy lifting before your words try to. None of this means be fake. It doesn't mean never be vulnerable. It means stop confusing disclosure with integrity. Authenticity isn't about how much you share. It's about aligning who you are with what you do. You can be deeply authentic and still exercise discretion about when and how you reveal your struggles. Strategic silence isn't deception. It's discipline. It's the refusal to surrender power by narrating your uncertainty before you've resolved it. And in a culture that treats oversharing as virtuous, that discipline is rare, which is exactly what makes it even more powerful today. Listen openly. Broadcast strategically. Receive hard truths freely. Share your own mess only after you've cleaned it up. That's not inauthenticity. That's maturity. That's the 5%.